Are you paying too much for rent? Interested in learning about the future of Vancouver housing from a panel of speakers involved in the industry? UBC Common Energy, in collaboration with the BC Tiny House Collective, is hosting a documentary screening and speakers panel event on Wednesday, March 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. Come out for an exclusive viewing of Vancouver No Fixed Address for a chance to meet the director, Charles Wilkinson, and participate in discussion about BC's housing crisis. Reserve your free tickets today on the UBC Common Energy Facebook page.
Wow, that's a pretty fast year flew by. Remember all those good times you had at CITR 101.9 FM and Discord Magazine?
Well, we do.
We're hosting our annual general meeting and volunteer appreciation party on Wednesday, March 28th from 6 to 9-ish p.m. in the atrium of the AMS Nest. This is an annual event where our glamorous community comes together to celebrate the last year, start looking ahead, and acknowledge the fantastic contributions of all of our volunteers. There's going to be a beer garden with lots of free drink tickets for members, food provided by AMS Catering, short presentations by station staff and student exec, prizes, karaoke, and so much more. I'll see you there.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise. We were just listening to lovely music by Tempest. Tempest, yes. I almost said the last name. If you've done some new name changes. I'm just curious, like, are you going through rebranding? Is that...
Yeah, that's okay. Such a good way of putting it, actually. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, so I am rebranding my social media from more like showgirl dancer to like exclusively singer. But my birth name is Tempest Jade.
Oh, okay.
But just for simplicity reasons, I'm just going with Tempest for my music.
Okay, so. Perfect.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yes, I got it. Okay, I'm really happy. And curious, so lovely brand new music. Where do you want to go as a musician? Right, like in your 2018 vision.
Totally. Well, I mean, it's such a, you know, stepping stone to perform at the showcase on Saturday. So grateful. Thank you so much. And it's this great opportunity to kind of see what's out there and possibly cross-pollinate. Because I do want to release my EP this year. I shot a music video in January. It's turned out really beautifully. I want the music video release to be kind of at the same time as the EP release. And then possibly just to have like a band night as that kind of full event and not just have it be all about me. Because I think that, you know, like the showcase, there's so much great talent out there in Vancouver. And
definitely.
I want to honor it and feature it as well. So.
Yeah. Whoa, what wonderful ideas, you know, bringing people together and showcasing all their different talents. I think that's, what Vancouver needs, especially, right?
Yeah.
You need to see more of that. So you're also a voiceover actress. Our artist. Is that the term? Is that what they...
Totally, okay. Like a voice actor.
Oh, actor, okay.
Yeah, voice or voiceover artist.
Artist, okay,
yeah,
okay. Okay. Yeah, tell us about what work you're doing and what type of work is going on behind the scenes for you.
Totally, yeah. I mean, I feel like the music and the voiceover are really paired together well. I sing on some of the shows that I do, which are primarily kids shows, animated shows. I started out doing Strawberry Shortcake for a number of years, and now I do for the last, 4 or 5 seasons. I've been voices on My Little Pony. I am a pony.
Oh, what? Which pony are you?
I'm Pinkie Pie's sister named Maud Pie, so I'm kind of the gothic pony.
Ooh,
which is fun.
Fun.
Yeah, like I'm kind of understated, and it's a really fun character to play, Maud Pie. And then I have a show coming out next month, Littlest Pet Shop, and it's the first show that I am a lead role on, and so I play a cat named Jade, oddly enough.
Oh.
So I'm pretty stoked to see how that release goes.
That is so cool. I love to hear that. I have a few children, so following TV shows is actually one of my favorite things. Especially when I was a child, I loved cartoons. So, you know, just being an older adult and still enjoying cartoons is really exciting. You know, being able to follow the new trends in cartoons, because I know Paw Patrol is really big with the youngsters, right?
Paw Patrol. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know a lot about Paw Patrol, right. But they know everything.
Right.
About
and,
it.
Yeah, every character, and also the My Little Pony characters. Like I used to watch My Little Pony when I was younger too.
Same.
So
yeah, Rainbow Bright.
Right?
I'm hoping that Littlest Pet Shop really catches that kind of Paw Patrol audience, because it's so cutely animated, like just adorable characters, mm-hmm. and the scripts are really well written, so I feel like adults can follow along and have a laugh too.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I love those storyline cartoons. They're always the best. Like, Strawberry Shortcake was actually really good too. I don't know if you've seen the older ones. They were amazing.
Totally, incorporate values.
Yeah.
And lessons. Yeah, totally. Really cute.
And the Care Bears. Oh, that just came to mind.
Having a blast from the past right now.
Yes.
Totally.
They're just flashing into
blast
my...
Off.
Right? Oh my gosh, take me back. But wow, that's so cool that you get to do that work, you know, and also make music. So.
Oh, thank you.
It's so amazing. Yeah, so how long have you been performing? You've been doing this for a while, different styles, you know, dance and music as well?
Yeah, I mean, I started acting professionally when I was 15. In film. I kind of have recently been disillusioned with film, and hence why I kind of got into voiceover almost a decade ago.
Wow,
Yeah, and then the dance has kind of just always gone along with that at the same time. They've been, you know, kind of congruent. So, but in terms of music and releasing my own music, it's kind of a new thing, and it is like really like bearing your soul, because I mean, with dance, it's a different kind of language, but music is so personal, so it's definitely feeling like a new thing and an exciting thing.
Wow.
Keeping me alive.
Right? Oh my gosh, that's so great that you get to express your art, you know, through your music, so that's really cool. That's really cool. Do you have any LGBT artists that you are following right now?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, it was really cool, like I mentioned already, to discover Leslie Gore influence. I've just been listening to music of the past so much lately.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really interested to see what this showcase can bring for us. But yeah, give me a second.
Local. No worries. Yeah, local talent.
Totally.
Definitely. Yeah. I was curious if you could blast out your social media just so people could find you. And
Yeah. So my Instagram is tempest.jade. My Twitter is tempestsings. And that's it for now. Like I said, I'm kind of going through a rebranding. But oh my gosh, I saw Sid when she came through town from the internet.
Wow.
Love her.
And
she was so humble, but she was also like, I'm kind of a legend. And it's true. Like, you know, for a really prominent LGBTQ artist to be standing up there and like expressing themselves, like it actually is still in this day, like a revolutionary act.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really moving for me to see her. So.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I just saw Shamir last week Wednesday. So yeah, I was really excited. An American trans artist, I've been following them as well for a while. So I was like, this is love right here, you know, just enjoying seeing that, you know, and the crowd being so receptive and knowing all the words too. It's just so cool, right?
Well, and it's great to see more trans artists, you know, taking the spotlight.
Right.
It's so important. And the fact that Fantastic Woman won an Oscar and it features a trans opera singer in real life trans. I really want to see that movie now. I heard an interview with her. And
me too. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. I haven't seen it either too, but and I just found out because of the Oscars as well. So
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Such great stuff comes from watching the Oscars and finding out what's going on out there in film, because there are so many films. You can't follow every single one, right? And independent ones as well.
Totally.
Wow.
I know. But there's been a few, you know, featuring queer artists in the spotlight. Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's been great to see some of those stories, you know, because I feel like sometimes we lack a narrative, you know, it's like, where are our stories?
Right, definitely. Yeah, and that's really important. Well, I have Think You Should up next. Did you want to give it a little intro?
Sure. This is the first song that I made with my producer, Doug Nogler, and so we're really just kind of getting our bearings with the song, but I'm happy with how it turned out. Hope you enjoy.
Yay, here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. DJ Denise.
In my world, just the same old story, just a silly girl. There must be something broken in my brain, 'cause I make the same mistakes again and again.
Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2018. Experience phenomenal musicians perform magic over three nights. This year, Vancouver's finest improvisers meet Amsterdam violinist Mary Oliver, Alabama guitarist Davey Williams, and Seattle pianist and electronic musician Wayne Horvitz. Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2018, March 23rd at China Cloud, March 24th and 25th at the Western Front. For more information on concerts, tickets, and afternoon sessions, check out barkingsphinx.com or vimm2018.brownpapertickets.com. Have you ever used or wanted to use a community lending library, collective workshop, or bike co-op? Come out to Making Space, Questioning Power and Privilege in Makerspaces on Wednesday, November 29th in the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House from 5 to 8 p.m. to examine how power and privilege shows up in makerspaces and explore strategies that support more inclusive and equitable initiatives. Go to diversityandmakerspaces.eventbrite.ca to register for this event, and there'll be free food.
Yes, yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, you're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, and I'm hanging out with Tempest. And, oh, wow, we're just getting all the greatness out of you. This is so cool. I think I should. Holy.
Thanks so much for having me and for playing my music. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we love you on the show, and your music is, you know, so catchy, and it just makes you want to dance early in the morning, right? Like,
that's the hope.
Right?
Dancing at any and all hours.
Oh, wow. Now that we've learned so much about you too, this is great. Like your whole dance experience, and you know your music behind you. Now you've got some recordings too, which is great. So, Oh my goodness, do you have any inspiring words of advice to young artists that are thinking about trying to record their voices and get into music?
Yeah, you know, I think that for young artists, it's more possible than ever to get some equipment on the cheap and to try it out. And I'm seeing so many young YouTubers come up,
right,
and podcasts being created. And, you know, the best thing that you can do is to not be afraid of what, you know, you perceive as what might be your weaknesses. You know, I always think of myself as not being tech savvy, but that's an opportunity for learning for me.
Definitely, right?
And so, you know, like, don't let the fear hold you back, because oftentimes when you can approach your fear, that's when you can break down, you know, your own barriers and make it happen. Because, I just started making music in the last few years. I've always written songs and just, like, hidden them away. And the desire to make music was powerful in me, and I couldn't suppress it. So, you know, let your voice shine, let your art shine. It's the best thing you can do for not just yourself, but everybody.
Right. Oh my gosh. Such great advice, you know, for those youngsters out there that are just like, oh, should I do this or not?
You know, fake it till you make it.
Right.
Imitate, you know, start by imitating the greats, you know,
okay,
or like, you know, following, or, you know, there's no shame in copying who your favorites are. And then, because inevitably your own personal style will come through, mm-hmm, eventually.
Oh my gosh. That's such great advice. I was also curious about, you know, it's International Women's Day, like, slash week, you know, March 9th or 8th is recognized as International Women's Day. I was curious if you had any women that you follow that are inspirational or, you know, in your eyes.
So
great.
Many women. I mean, as an actress, the Oscars recently, it was really cool to hear what Frances McDormand had to say, and Tarana Burke. I heard what she had to say on the red carpet, and I think there's so many movements going on,
mm-hmm,
in Hollywood.
Right.
Now, you know, Frances McDormand asked the women who were nominated to stand up, and I think that that's just a metaphor, you know, like women are standing up, and I think that's just a really powerful thing to do, because so many times in my career as an entertainer, I have not stood up, and I've faced sexism, I've faced harassment, and I think that the fact that these things are front and center in the spotlight right now is it's challenging for a lot of people, but it's also conversations that have to happen if we're going to fully stand up and move forward. And, you know, it's about inclusion for me. It's not a one-sided conversation, it's a two-way street. And, you know, or it's, you know, it's many streams of conversation all merging. And I think for International Women's Day, I want to listen to a lot of voices that maybe haven't been heard. And so I've been, trying to connect with the ancestors of this land. Quite frankly, I've been really interested in the territory that is unceded that we're on right now of the Coast Salish people. And I've been trying to go to some rallies recently and just, you know, listen to that community whose voices have, you know, so often been marginalized and not heard. And so that's part of what International Women's Day is going to encompass for me, is also listening.
Definitely. Yeah, the inclusion rider, that was the thing I remember that stood out to me. She was just like broadcasting a word that not everybody knows. And now, you know, women that are in the industry are able to ask for, you know, they just know, they don't know about this. And this
anyone
is,
can ask
right,
for it.
Right, yeah. Right. So.
And I think, you know, people were Googling it, like, what is it?
Right?
You know, because it's not something that's really gained traction. It is a newer thing. Mm-hmm. But, and it would really be within the power of A-list celebrities to play that card. But I think that, like, it would be a really beautiful thing if that could happen more often. I mean, the fact that it's in this spotlight again is, I think there's a lot of promise there.
Oh yeah, and I'm so happy that that was able to happen. You know, there's so many different controversies that shroud the Oscars. You know, and so
totally.
Yeah. So that was a great moment for 2018. I'm really happy that, you know, that was able to happen. Now we have Sugar ready to go too.
Yay.
This is a brand new song. So.
Yeah, it's pretty new. I kind of like hid it for a while. And I was I'm not ready to release this song. But, you know, I think it's really experimental, and especially in the bridge, in trying to incorporate the doo-wop kind of Motown-inspired sound of just like harmony. So I hope you enjoy.
Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with Tempest. And we've got Sugar up next. Here we go.
A hustler, but I was the one with a hustle.
With a hustle.
You didn't want a lover, just a sweet sugar mama.
Sweet sugar mama.
He wanted money.
Hey, money.
Ha. So I said,
chow.
Cause honey, I'm out of sugar now. I'm out of sugar now.
Hello.
Oh, hey. It's
hello, Penelope. Hi.
Yes.
Hi. How are you? Thank you very much for calling us.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, and we are so happy that you're joining us right now. Please tell people where you're calling from, and also introduce yourself. Tell us your name and all that good stuff.
Right now?
Yes, please. We're live on air.
Okay. Cool. I'm Penelope Parker. I play in a band called Princess Apparently, among other bands, and also record local bands and do music production and mixing. And I'm calling you from in my bed.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yay, in Vancouver.
Yep, in Vancouver.
Sweet. Oh my gosh. The
my
luxuries.
Like...
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So we all have a show coming up that is happening this Saturday at Redgate. We're really excited to see you. You are like basically like Redgate family. You just live there, don't you?
Yeah. I'm playing like six bands right now. So
okay.
I'm pretty much there all the time.
Mm. Oh yeah, yes, and you've worked with wonderful artists. So let's talk about Red Gate's imminent ending. How did you discover that Red Gate was closing?
Well, we've kind of known for a while that like they really don't want they wanted us to move for a while.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, so we knew it was imminent.
Okay.
But yeah, I found out at one of the Red Gate meetings that we have every week.
Oh, right. Every Monday?
The collective?
Yep.
Yeah, every Monday.
Okay. So that was your first knowledge of it. We were, just between all of the people in the studio right now, we were talking about how Red Gate came from a different location. Do you feel like that is a possibility?
Right now, I think, yeah, we're looking at trying to... There's a couple buildings that we're looking at.
Okay.
Into.
Okay.
But that might not happen until, November, I think, is the best one that we've found so far.
Oh, all right. And did you want to explain to people that don't know about what Red Gate is, like, what it really is to people in the city, you know, especially artists and live performers?
It's an artist collective, and it's also a show space and hosts a lot of events for, I don't know, there's a lot of, like, queer events and, like, trans events and stuff, and just an accessible space for low-income artists.
Definitely, also. Yes. That's one of the most important parts too. Like it's accessible, and people with disabilities too. They're able to get in and out of the location too, right?
Yeah, that's another thing, is finding like an accessible space where you have events.
Right. Yes, it's so difficult in Vancouver with so many different places closing and things like that. Like,
yeah.
And so Princess, apparently, we all are, you know, we're going to be performing at Red Gate on Saturday at 10, or March 10th, sorry. The show will start around 8:30 and we'll be clearing out of there pretty early. I wanted to make sure that all of the band members of Princess apparently were mentioned. Did you want to just give us a little intro on the names and what each band member's role is?
Playing guitar and bass and also singing and whatever instruments we feel like doing, maybe, is Nick Hughes, who plays in a band called Shearing Pinks, who they've been around for 12 years, I think, now.
Oh, okay.
We played a lot of shows and toured a lot.
Awesome.
And our other main vocalist is Danielle, who is from a band called Red Circle, which I also play in that band now too.
Wow, so many hats!
Yeah, she's fierce. She's very intimidating.
Ooh.
She's always wondering what she's like. Why is the audience so far away from us? I'm like, because they're scared of you, you know. They're not bad scared, but they're good scared.
Right? Oh, that's so cool when you know an artist can do that, get real emotion out of people.
Yeah, and then on guitar is Ryan, who's just like, yeah, very punk, very very into like Bad Brains.
Ooh,
the Bad Brains Black Dots album.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And then yourself, so you play different instruments as well. You don't always play just one thing.
So far on Princess, apparently I'm playing drums and sticking to that. But yeah, I also play guitar and like keyboards.
Okay, holy, so many different instruments, and also you've been doing some production on other artists' work as well. Like we had Me Gang on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So
I really need to call her.
Oh wow. Well, yeah, you guys will be hanging out together on Saturday as well at Red Gate.
Yeah. Definitely.
Awesome.
It's funny also because we live like 2 blocks away from each other too.
Oh really? I didn't realize that. So close.
Yeah.
But so far away. So what is one of your favorite things about playing with Princess apparently?
Well, I've been playing with a couple other bands for a while and playing like just like structured songs, pretty basic stuff. And I really like that Princess apparently is like has like this jamming element that happens like during shows, and we don't necessarily know how things are going to turn out.
Okay.
Like we have like a basic idea of what the song is, but then there's like this freedom to change it like on the fly.
Wow. That's really cool. Like just being able to be like just free and jam. That's the best when you get to do that live on stage and everything just sounds amazing.
Yeah. Like the first band that I played drums in was called Screaming Queens, and it was very much like that. And I there's like so many magic moments that can happen like that, you know?
Oh, okay. Wow.
Just like I didn't know it was gonna happen, but yeah.
That's so cool. I also wanted to know are there any social media links that we could follow for yourself as well as Princess apparently?
I have a band camp of I also like in addition to playing in bands, write my own songs and do that too.
Okay.
And I've sung with the Dyke March for like 5 or 6 years now. PenelopeParker.bandcamp.com.
Okay, super easy links. that's really cool. And I have a link to one of your songs as well. I was really enjoying. Is it Dominoes in Action? Is that the name of the track?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I will play that right now, and we'll say goodbye to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, and we can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yay! Awesome.
Cool.
All right, we will talk to you soon, and thank you very much for calling again, Penelope. I've got Dominoes in Action. All right, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
myself a hustler, but I was the one with a hustle. You didn't want a lover, just a sweet sugar mama.
Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Whoa, too many messages all at once. Here we go, 101.9 FM, CITR. Hello, hello. Have I got Joe Dvorak on the line?
Yes, you do.
Yay! Thank you very much for calling us, Joe.
No problem. Happy to talk to you.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Joe is our host for the wonderful evening at the Queer FM Music Arts Showcase. Thank you again, Joe, for calling. And please introduce yourself. I just did a brief intro. I'm not the greatest at intros. So.
I can do a very long intro. How much time do we have?
Oh, we have the entire... Yes. Go, 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 go.
I am Joe Dvorak. I do comedy and storytelling. I also host the Co-op Radio's queer show Out and About in Canada, which was formerly known as Fruit Salad. I do a lot of storytelling. I produce a show called Story Story Lie, which is once a month at the Rio Theater. And I also do a weekly storytelling show where I try to get people new to come to the stage and get some diversity of voices.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So many wonderful things that you do in the city, Joe.
And I like to keep busy.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And you have a weekly show, Story on the Drive, which is really cool.
It's called Weekly Story.
Oh, Weekly Story. Okay. Sorry.
I'm
out of the loop. Oops.
Including myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me and getting it right.
No problem.
Yes. So we've got this cool event happening. So why is this your Junos? Have you been following any of the cool juicy Juno gossip that's been going on?
I haven't been.
Oh, okay. But you know that the Junos are happening in Vancouver, though.
Yes. Okay. I'm very excited about that.
Okay. So why is this your Junos? And also, we are being sponsored by
I understand that. I was very excited about it.
Please. So, tell us how. Why is this your Junos?
Well, my Junos in this show is definitely representative of the LGBTQ community in Vancouver, which I think is really amazing to be putting those performers in the front, and you know, not just the white dudes.
Oh, right.
So that's very nice, and also it's sometimes I think that when you're trying to, sometimes people think that when you are giving diversity, like picking out people from diversity, you're not getting the most talented people. These really are the most talented people. Like, these musicians are all absolutely amazing.
Right.
And very deserving of a huge stage and a huge audience and the spotlight and the red carpet. And so really excited to be bringing those people to the forefront and be able to introduce them. And just having an inclusive environment, the fact that it's all ages, it's by donation, so there's less barriers for people coming to enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the Junos are the award shows a little bit pricey and might not be something that everybody can attend. This show is handpicked performers by DJ Denise.
Yay.
And it's going to be very exciting.
Amazing. Wonderful answer. Oh my gosh. So, and you touched, you touched on a piece about how it's an all ages event. So have you spoken to your son about attending?
He's grounded.
He's
attending.
Oh no.
I know, it's so frustrating. Whenever I have to, I've only ever grounded him twice.
Oh.
And both times it's been like, why are you doing this to me? I don't want to have to ground you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's a part of the parenting. So he'll be with his dad for the night. So
okay.
I can be out and relax. And looking forward to it. Also, I'm wearing a fairly revealing outfit. I'm not sure how he would feel about that. So
that's okay.
We'll see. Yeah.
What can people expect other than what you're wearing? From Saturday, are you going to bring some comedy, some funny things to the stage?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, I think that as a host, my main job is to make sure that the performers look good and the audience is comfortable.
Oh yes.
So good definitely choice. Putting a light on other people and making sure people are entertained between sets.
Yes.
Yeah. So
amazing.
There'll be a lot of that. It'll be. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, and you also mentioned that you were saying you knew some of the performers. Are there any performers that have stood out for you, like that you've heard of previously? And
the two that I've heard the most about, but I have not seen live yet, are Donna Mayhem and Kimmortal.
Oh, amazing! Okay,
so awesome. We play quite a bit of Kimmortal on Co-op Radio. I've actually never seen her perform, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Amazing, amazing! Oh wait, and I've got Reed and Tempest in studio right now, and they're.
Oh,
cool. Yes.
I'm also looking forward to you guys. I'm sorry I didn't say your name.
No,
you should have told me. I've been like, the people I'm most excited about seeing are Reed and Tempest.
There we go.
Yes.
That works. That's great. And please, Joe, let people know how they can get a hold of any Story Story Lie merch or when Story Story Lie is up next.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The next Story Story Lie is going to be in Vancouver March 22nd. I also have one coming up in Victoria for April Fool's Day. I've been doing it annually there. It's very fun. And also, I'm going to be doing an online vote on my Instagram, which is Story Story Joe. I'll be posting a photo, I think probably Thursday night, of my potential outfits and letting people decide.
Wow.
I've got two gems to pick between, so we'll see.
Great promo.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I just let the people decide on my wardrobe because I'm a very indecisive person.
Oh, and that's really cool. That helps, you know, that totally promotes the show, and everybody's excited. They got to choose what you're going to wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Nice.
Better than letting my 14-year-old decide.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow. And so I wanted to also touch on International Women's Day. So you have your radio show on Thursday. Do you have any special content that you'll be talking about?
Do I have any special content?
Well, you want to mention?
Well, I have got DJ Denise, also known from CITR's Queer FM show, coming on, and really exciting because I've been doing the show for 2 years.
Yes.
And I have never interviewed you.
Wow. Yeah.
You've interviewed me on your show. I've never interviewed on my show. And so I'm really excited to have you on. So yeah, it's International Women's Day. My two co-hosts on Out and About in Canada are both very male,
mm-hmm.
Very man-loving men. And so it'll be nice to have a woman on to be able to host or to interview, and then also to be, you know, doing some stories and songs by women that I enjoy hearing. We'll be running the show.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I've had Glenn Arthur on my show as well. So that's...
He's so lovely.
Yes, yeah. Black History Month last month. So, yeah.
We
had great chats about everything to do with being Black.
He's such an interesting man. And I really love having him as a co-host because he has, like, very different opinions than me.
Right.
But we also agree on everything.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. That's amazing banter, yeah.
I really love it. So I'm really excited about the show on Thursday, and then on Saturday at the Red Gate Review.
Yes.
Or Red Gate, sorry, Art Society. Excited to do that. I haven't actually even been to that venue yet, so it'll be very cool to be there hosting a show.
Wow, it's your first time. Oh my gosh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so amazing. That'll be your first time. And I'm not sure if you heard, Red Gate is actually closing.
I know,
maybe May,
I heard that, which is so sad.
Yes. Yes.
It's
hard
to keep a business alive. I have a small business by day as well, and it's really quite a struggle to keep things going with all the expenses.
Right. Yikes. And especially in Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you very much for calling us, Joe. We will.
No problem.
Yes. I can't wait to see you on Saturday, and if people want to listen in, Thursday at 7 p.m. at 100.5 FM.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be doing a good chat there. Yeah, looking forward to having you on the show on Thursday, and as well the show on Saturday night. It's going to be very excited. So just so I know what time we'll be to bed at, what time does the show go till Saturday night?
Oh, we'll be closing the doors at 11:30. So we'll have our last performer on by like 10. So everybody will have a wonderful Saturday night and be able to go out and dance downtown feel like it.
Okay. Or go to sleep.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly what I'll be doing.
We'll see. I do occasionally have like a sober dance group where performers that are sober, and we meet up and go dancing different places. Like,
wow.
But it's usually like 1 a.m. So I'll actually go to sleep, wake up, go out dancing. Whenever we get kicked out of the club, and then it's very fun. I like it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Once in a while, I get hauled out, but I'm gonna make sure I bring them along to this event for sure.
Yay! Thank you very much. I'm super excited.
You're very welcome.
And
as am I.
Yes, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Joe.
Okay, and bye everybody in studio. I will see you guys on Saturday.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Denise. Bye.
Right. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. We'll just have a little music break here, some ads, and come right back with Reed.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend, and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue proudly introduces its new project, Baldwin and La Fontaine, Towards Responsible Government. With your family, friends, and classmates, learn more about the role played by those important figures in shaping Canadian government as we know it today. Visit baldwinlafontaine.ca to discover clips, documentaries, and a teaching guide. Enter the National Web Contest for a chance to win a trip for two to Toronto or a post-secondary scholarship.
Yay! 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. I've been hanging out with some lovely performers and talking to Joe Dvorak, who will be our host for the Queer FM Music Art Showcase at Redgate, 855 East Hastings on March 10th. 8:30, doors open. You get to check out some cool zines by Berlin Beamy. And also, Joe Dvorak will be hosting. We've got Donna Mayhem on stage, Tempest, Kim Mortal, Me Gang, Princess apparently a full band, and Reed. Oh my goodness, it's going to be just a supercharged music day, music evening, which is all-inclusive. Also, yes, everything you can need from a concert-style evening. And we're all coming together to just showcase LGBT music, and also we're excited about the Junos coming to Vancouver because it's always out east. Don't you guys, do you all feel like that? It feels a little disconnected, mm-hmm. The Junos. How do you feel about, do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, most of the time, it isn't in Toronto. I never really feel connected to it whenever it's happening. Like, I'm like, when? Right? They make a big show, like Joe was saying, roll out the red carpet. Totally. But yeah, Vancouver doesn't really ever, I don't notice it happening. I'm going to have to go back and Google and see when the last time the Junos was in Vancouver. Because I don't remember it ever happening.
It was in Calgary, I don't know if it was 2015 or 2016, but that was like the first time it had been to Calgary in a while.
Wow.
So it was a big deal.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So did you go to any special after parties or events that were
I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I wish I did.
Right? No, it's all good.
Because the weekend was there.
Right?
But,
Anyway, we need to introduce Reed. You spoke a little bit at the beginning of the show, and you've been patiently waiting for your turn to speak. So please introduce yourself and tell people, you know, about your early beginnings.
Awesome. Well, my name is Reed. I'm a singer, songwriter, dancer, actor, originally from Calgary. And I just moved to Vancouver at the end of December. I'm going to the Nimbus School of Recording and Media, which is an awesome school.
Yes.
And I make kind of electronic dance pop music, but I also sing some jazz. Mm. I've done lots of dance training over the years. I went to theater school. I'm a performer.
Yes, yes. The stage is your friend.
Yeah, it's my friend.
That's where you hang. Yeah. But oh my gosh, Reed. And we've spoken before a few times on the radio. I found out about your music online, and then I started following, and I think I first saw a YouTube video.
Yeah, so, Delirious Love.
Yes, yes.
Delirious
so Love. I reached out, and I sent you a message. I was like, I've got this queer show in Vancouver. Could you come and talk to us?
Yeah, and then I called in. I had called in twice.
Oh, yes.
And then this is... We're here in person. So fun.
Yes, this is great. So, I've been following, you know, what you've been doing. Well, I didn't know you, you know, from a long time ago, but I've been following what I have. And I love everything that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much for continuing to play my songs over the years.
Yeah. It's such a great, you know, progression of, you know, watching you grow as an artist. It's really exciting. So, and so we have this lovely event happening. Mm-hmm. And and you have new music everywhere.
I do have new music.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So tell us about, you know, how you came about starting writing Neon.
Okay. Neon is it's produced by this producer named Chris Balin, who actually approached me on Instagram, did some custom instrumental work.
Wow.
So Neon is a song about a lot of things, but it's kind of like the highs and a burnout of a defining relationship.
Okay.
And it's just sort of like how social media impacts breakups and people trying to move on. And because social media sucks for breakups.
Oh, yes, it does. You have to,
As I'm on Instagram right now. Hi, Instagram.
I totally know what you mean. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, and moving forward too. So, do you feel vindicated by writing this song?
It was totally like a healing process for sure.
Okay.
But it ends on a happy note. It's about celebrating the relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it wasn't a bad relationship. It's just social media wrecked the breakup, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. That's such a tough area to get stuck in.
Yeah.
Oh, and so we've been asking all the artists now about International Women's Day. I was curious, do you have any women that you follow or that are inspirational to you?
Oh, totally. I've grown up around so many strong women. Mm. My mom is a very strong woman. I have great aunts. My sister has been a huge influence on me.
Okay.
She's super feminist. She's like she's an artist in the UK, actually. But a lot of female pop divas, actresses, that I look up to. I've always kind of related more to female artists.
Right.
So I really respect women, and they deserve equality and respect.
Definitely. Yeah. And
down with patriarchy.
Oh, right.
Misogyny.
Get rid of all that.
Yeah.
Throw it out. Oh my gosh, I love that. No, so we've been talking about Vancouver and Calgary. Now, what made you make that final decision to move to Vancouver? Because we were hearing little rumblings about
Yeah. So, like I said, I felt like I just sort of hit a ceiling.
Oh, okay.
I hit a ceiling of what I could do in Calgary.
Okay.
Yeah, it just wasn't that exciting anymore.
Ooh.
Sorry, Calgary.
Oh.
I love you.
And so, and you did the Stampede so many times in the year. Yeah, too. That sounds super exciting. Like, tell us about the Stampede and things.
Yeah, well, the Calgary Stampede Talent Search was a really good outlet for me growing up. I got to perform there a few years in a row. And I was pretty different than anyone else that got up there. Like, everyone else sort of just stood there and sang with a guitar. They were great. They were talented. But I like to dance and run around the stage and, you know, do my thing, which was just a little bit different than what everyone else was doing.
Oh, okay.
In Stampedeville.
With their cowboy boots and their huge hats, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. But yeah, and I saw a few photos you would post online when you would perform at it, and you definitely did stand out. You had your costumes.
A little bit extra,
right?
You know.
No, but it's a performance. So I'm super envious, too. Like, what a great grand stage to be on, too, like at the Calgary Stampede. Because it's a huge history, too. Like,
it is.
From living there. Like, please, like, tell us about the history of the Calgary Stampede, because performers come through and it's a huge, like, almost festival of you know, of all kinds of things. Please you know more, because I know the history a little bit. But
yeah, the Calgary Stampede, it's really fun. It's like a very small Disneyland,
right?
A very small Coachella,
right?
It's, you know, it's a big thing for the city, and there's lots of music that comes. Mm-hmm. The Coca-Cola stage,
right?
The grandstand show, the Young Canadians, like, a lot. It brings in a lot of talent for the 1 week, and my birthday is always Stampede week.
Is it?
So yeah, no matter when, like, I'm born July 8th, so it's always either at the start or the middle of Stampede week, so I feel like a lot of people skip out on my birthday to go put on their cowboy boots, but that's fine.
And party.
Them. Yeah.
So, and in Calgary, I'm sure, like, the streets shut down, and there's going to be a parade, I'm sure,
for the
beginning of the Stampede. Okay.
There's always a parade. Mm. There's always, like, marching bands.
Right.
And, yeah.
It's a huge deal. It's almost like Pride, but not.
But not.
Yeah. They go mental for the Stampede. No, but I just wanted to point out that the Stampede is a big deal.
Yeah.
So performing at it, it's a great stage.
It was a great honor, for
definitely,
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, so you recently have headlined gigs at the Belmont Bar on Granville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They just did some name changes too. Tell us about how that performance was.
That was so fun. It was my first gig in Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
And I was the headliner.
Wow.
So it was really fun. It was a Nimbus spotlight event, artist spotlight event, and I was nervous about people showing up because, I mean, I'm new to the city.
Right.
I do have friends and family that live here, but it was a good turnout.
And nice.
Yeah. My dad came from Calgary to play piano.
Wow.
So
that was super cool.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Holy. Yeah, and the Belmont is such a cool venue, too, that you have to go down the stairs and get right into it. You know?
I guess it's an old hotel.
Yes.
And now the top is like a Comfort Inn, but the bottom is like the classy Belmont bar music venue.
Amazing, so. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do they do, it's a Monday night kind of thing, they do spotlights every so often, or?
The spotlight events are usually Thursdays.
Oh, okay,
I think, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
But they have a really good DJ that plays afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm always dancing there.
Yes. Yeah. That's so cool. And since you've been in Vancouver, have you been able to check out the Davie Village at all?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I live right in the Davie Village.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. So I'm asking a question that you already know all about. All right.
Well, yeah. And I go out to lots of drag shows, Brat Pack, with Kendall Gender and Gia Metric, who just won.
Wow.
So I go to Junction and XY.
Amazing. Yeah. Great shows that are always happening in those venues. That's so awesome that you're connected right away.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
No, it's been a really good transition.
Yeah. Awesome. Super happy. Now, so what are your favorite new songs on your album right now?
Well, I love the new single, Neon. Oh. Just because it's really honest.
Right.
I think it's really honest. I also really like this new song that I wrote called Thaw. It's all about someone warming your heart during the winter months.
Ooh, so, right now, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Holy. Well, I've got Neon ready to play. It's all queued up. So please, like, you've talked about it a lot. Do you want to give it a little intro?
Yeah, this is my new single, Neon. I'm actually going to be putting it out on iTunes on Friday. So.
Ooh, listen. You're hearing it here first.
You're hearing it here first.
Yes. 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, and I'm hanging out with Reed. Here we go, Neon.
When I was 19, stuck in a constant daydream, I was so naive, riding out the summer heat, craving a new sick beat. Saw you across the room, I never thought we would come true. Destiny for a while, all it took was your smile. Zoom, zoom, years went by, we got burnt out from the high. Decided to be friends, better off, but it hurts, make it all make sense. Thought a love won't last for eons. When we met that night in neon, glow sticks eventually fade out. Every rave has come down. So quickly, how am I still the same? Pictures of you I can't avoid. Social media, world of noise. I see you hanging with him. Hard to deny that I'm wearing thin. Was it all a waste of time? Or was this how it's supposed to unwind? Some soldiers went by, we got burnt out from the high. Decided to be friends, better off, but it hurts, make it all make. Zoom, zoom, the years went by, we got burnt out from the high. Decided to be friends, better off, but it hurts, make it all make sense. Thought a love won't last for eons, 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 eons. When we met that night in neon, 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 neon. Glow sticks eventually fade out. Yeah.
sticks eventually fade out. Every wave has a come down. Where are we now? You'll burn bright in neon, 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 neon. Where are we? Where are we now? You'll always burn bright in neon, 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 neon.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Hastings Sunrise at
Beat Street Records, Bomber Brewing, Community Vintage and Thrift, Community Thrift and Vintage, Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios, Red Cat Records, and Selectors Records.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
Yay, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I am DJ Denise, and I'm chatting with Reed.
Hey.
Wow. Oh, that was so much fun. Oh, my gosh, Neon. Wow. So, you have such a great voice.
Thank you so much.
Such a compelling song. You're such an inspiration. And I can't wait to see you perform on March 10th at Red Gate.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be great fun.
Yeah.
So, you're working at your craft for a while now. Mm-hmm. What kind of genres and vibes are you inspire your new project?
A lot of things. Right now, I'm kind of returning to my roots, and I've been listening to like a lot of the music that kind of like influenced me growing up. So Madonna, Gwen Stefani.
Wow.
Beyonce, Christina, mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera.
Wow.
I love Christina Aguilera.
Her voice. Oh, yeah. And she's so in such a small little frame. Wow.
Britney, Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, a lot of the guys at my school are, kind of in the EDM world. So I've been listening to some of that. I'm listening to, Tropical House. I guess current artists that I'm really listening to are Betty Who. I just saw her last week. She was in Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
And then Troye Sivan as well. So
that's amazing. Yeah. So many different influences. Your sound, you can hear the different influences coming in through your sound. That's so awesome. And I wanted to make sure people could get a hold of your social media. Let us know where we could get at you.
Sure, yeah. So on Instagram, I'm at ReedStar. And then I have a website, readworldmusic.com. Facebook, my fan page is just Reed. I think the tag is Reed World Music as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice and simple.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I like that you have a website that people can go to and just find all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like to put everything in my home base.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. Don't have to go too far to find things.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So have you worked on many radio shows out in Calgary as well? Have you spoken to some people?
Yeah, CJSW.
Nice.
My friend Kendra has a show there.
Nice.
So I've been on there twice as well, yeah.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Yeah.
Shout out to Kendra.
Yay! The radio world is out there.
Yeah.
Have you been following any hashtags lately? Anything fun that's interesting?
Fun hashtags.
Mm-hmm. Just curious.
Not really, to be honest.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I it's so weird with technology,
right?
And phones. I like to take mental breaks.
Yes, you have to step back away from them,
yeah,
right?
I know. I love to support what people are doing, mm-hmm. and obviously mm-hmm. social media is a part of that.
Right.
but I don't know. It's just hard to keep up. There's so much in the world, right?
There is.
And yeah. A lot of it's just noise.
Yeah, it totally is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And retweeting and all this business. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But I'm going to look for some fun hashtags after this.
Oh, yeah. I was just curious. I know some people have, like, hashtags that they created and they want to mention them sometimes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was just curious if there was, you know, anything like that. So also, I don't think we spoke too much about your dance and like your history of dance.
Yeah.
Tell us about when you first started and like how you got into it and what you've learned through dance and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I danced at Decidedly Jazz Dance Works in Calgary. I've been taking lessons there since I was like 10 or 11.
Wow. That's a long time.
And I took they have kind of like a jazz extension kind of pre-pro training program.
Okay.
So I did that in 2015.
Wow.
Mostly jazz, mostly hip hop.
Mm.
But since I've moved to Vancouver, I've been dancing at Harbor Dance.
Wow.
Yeah. Just
okay.
taking like dropping in on classes.
That's really handy.
Sexy street hip hop.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where it all comes from. Okay.
But I love a lot of different dance styles, mostly hip hop and jazz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are there some LGBT musicians in the community that have impacted your life?
Yeah, in Calgary, Jaden McKenzie.
Oh, okay.
Good friend of mine.
Nice.
You know, big ones, Troy Sivan.
Mm-hmm.
And then locally, I guess, the drag queens that I've been seeing
right.
every week. Like, they're super inspirational. Great performers.
Yeah. They take such great time and with their costumes and, like, their makeup, everything. Like,
yeah.
And it's all them on their own. They don't have any stylists that follow them around. Like, some of them do, like, have people bringing them things, but...
No, they know what they're doing.
Right.
I can learn a thing or two from them. I'm going to call Kendall after this.
Oh. That's so super cool. And you have your own style, too. You know, do a good job.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. Awesome.
I try.
So, and are you working on a new album? You were talking about the new songs and things like that. Can we expect something?
I definitely want to release either like an EP or an album.
Okay.
This summer, something like that.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Summertime. Awesome.
Yeah.
And where do you record? Do you record some of your sometimes your thoughts or, you know, how do you put together some of your works?
I guess I like to journal.
Oh, okay.
I'm
That's
old
good.
School.
Yes.
I love a good journal.
Mm.
My friend Maddie loves to journal too. But I also, I'll do the voice memo thing. Like if an idea comes to me, like I'm doing the dishes or whatever,
right.
and like start singing a hook or something, like then I'll just hit record on a voice memo and then
nice.
Work on it after.
Yeah, save that for later. It's in the bank.
When it comes to you, it comes
right?
to you. You know, you gotta
yeah, you get
go
moved.
With it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great tip too. So to people learning about trying to record themselves and do music.
Yeah. Don't say no to your like when creative impulses come. Don't
Definitely,
say no.
Right?
Yeah.
That's so important.
Stop what you're doing if you can.
Yeah. Get your hands out of that dirty dishwater.
Yeah. No, I did. I was like, those dishes can wait.
Right.
I'm going to write this song.
Yeah. This might make me millions, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hopefully.
Take me on tour.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So we were talking about big musical influences. Has anybody, you know, reached out to you? Like, you know, online, sometimes you get some inspiration from people that have listened to your music. Has anybody reached out to you from social media and said your music touched them?
Yeah, these sisters in Calgary,
oh, nice.
They perform at Cafe Koi, and they do like YouTube covers and stuff like that.
Okay.
They're really sweet. They've reached out and said that I inspire them. So
Whoa.
So Jane. Yeah, it was it was really nice.
That's super nice.
Yeah.
You get that online love presence and all that, right?
Yeah, totally.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Have you dealt with any struggles about being an LGBT performer, you know, like trying to find gigs or anything like that? Or
yeah, I feel like it's maybe hindered me in Calgary.
Okay, okay.
I don't know. I just feel like they're not always ready for that, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Okay.
So, I don't know, but I don't want it to hold me back.
Right. Yeah. And in Vancouver,
I don't want it to hold anybody back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So break through those glass ceilings and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Well, I've got Groove ready to go also. Yeah. So yes, please, like, give us a short intro to the song and we'll get right into it.
Yeah. Well, I wrote this song about totally being yourself, being unique, not listening to what other people say. And it was actually a Dr. Cucho, Gregor Salto, and Oliver Heldens track that I just wrote lyrics and melodies over top of.
Okay. Just
because that bass line is so good.
Yes.
So, yeah, I wrote this song about that spark that makes you you, you know? Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And I'm performing it on Saturday.
Yay! So you better come. All right. Yeah. Here we go. 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with Reed, and we're going to play Groove.
Sometimes it gets too bright. I get blinded in the haze. So hard to find a spark and light a flame. Everybody lately is always hating, reading and shading and spilling tea.
Not me.
Feels like I gotta fit in. How does one find their own identity? Where the hell's the chorus? It doesn't match the format. Well, either do I. You'll never ever make it out of your parents' basement. Some people will not get it. You're gonna have to change it. Wait. Don't lose the groove, the one that makes you you. You gotta silence all the voices. Listen to your body's tone.
Silence all the voices, listen to To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within. But then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Yay, 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. This is DJ Denise hanging out with Reed and Tempest. We're hanging out in the studio having a great old time talking about the Queer FM Music Art Showcase, which is happening this Saturday, 855 East Hastings. It's an all-ages show by donation also, and you get to see some lovely performers that are all in, well, almost half of the team is in the studio right now. And Reed, we've been chatting about your music and your driving beats and you're the melodies and makes the dance floor jump on fire, I'm sure. Like, have you heard your music played and seen the reaction of people? Like, do they just jump up out of their seats and...
Yeah, they like to dance.
Oh, yes.
And if they ain't dancing, I ain't doing it right.
Right? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. You must get, like, an electric feeling when you see people vibing to your music.
Well, and that's what, like, fuels me, too, harder.
Okay.
Is when, like, when I get them dancing, then... Mm-hmm.
You know you've done something good.
Yeah.
Amazing. Wow. And you work in so many great things in your lyrics. Like, tell us about what Groove was about, because, you know, you were talking about a lot of different things.
Well, I guess it's mostly just about being yourself and not listening to what other people say.
Because
there's a lot of critics around. It doesn't matter who you are, you're going to have critics. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's going to like you. But,
right.
I guess the second verse in particular... a couple years ago in the gay community in Calgary, I noticed it was kind of like a weird sociology like study that I kind of conducted without telling anyone.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like, these guys have been bullied for being gay their whole life. Mm-hmm. And then when they're finally in a community together, they just bully each other.
Oh no.
So
That's
kind of what inspired some of this, like the lyrics in the second verse was everybody's reading and shading, spilling tea.
Mm.
Not me.
Right? Ooh.
Yeah.
Profound.
Yeah.
Holy. So please tell us a funny story about, like, you know, coming out or
do you have a funny story?
Do you have any?
There's many, probably.
What stands out?
Well, one time I loved the Spice Girls so much that I wanted to wear a t-shirt that said Girl Power. To school.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to make it like a little crop top because I wanted to show my tummy because, you know, Mel C showed her tummy.
Right.
And my mom was not having it.
Really?
My mom was like...
She shut that down?
she was like, Reed, I love that you want to be yourself and like I'm all for it, but like people might make fun of you. And they did.
Oh, well, you have to live and learn.
I brought it on myself.
Right.
But
I
just wanted to be
posh
and sporty and...
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Oh my gosh. That is super funny.
Yeah.
And you also touched on some of the instruments you played. Do you want to touch on that again?
Well, I play enough piano to like write songs.
Okay.
I have touched on the guitar before. I took guitar lessons.
Mm.
And then I played flute.
Ooh, wow. Flute.
I played flute in junior high. But other than that, no, I've just always been a singer.
Okay, cool. Just curious about the backstory, too.
Yeah.
Do you have any funny blooper stories about, you know, getting on stage and things falling over or tripping on things?
Maybe.
Oh.
I'm searching my memory banks.
Uh-oh.
At the Calgary Stampede, I was performing a song I wrote called Howl Like a Wolf.
Okay.
And I had a headset microphone.
Mm.
And the pack, like the the receiver pack.
It was supposed to be on your belt. Or
yeah. It fell off during my choreography.
Yikes.
And I quickly, I don't think anyone could tell.
Oh.
But like.
You gathered it up quick.
I like gathered it quick and I like shoved it in my back pocket.
Ooh.
And I was like, this is not going downhill.
Right, you're like, no, this is you
but
are not.
But it threw me off.
Whoa!
Like when something like that happens,
right?
Like especially a mic issue.
Yes.
Like,
because that's where your voice is coming out, and everybody's being entertained by that. Right?
Well, and don't interrupt my choreography. By falling off.
These mics.
Yeah.
And their packs.
Hopefully that won't happen on Saturday.
Oh, I know. No. Yes. Well, yeah. We'll make sure we'll have a nice sound check and everything, and get ourselves sorted.
I'll wear a good belt.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was curious, how do you feel about the word queer? Like, you know, people throw that word around. I don't know if it's been said to you or in any context.
Yeah, I guess I'd probably identify more as a gay man.
Right.
If you want to, like, throw labels,
I was just wondering.
No, I've been called queer before, and growing up, honestly, Denise, there was no education in the school system about what gay meant, queer meant.
Right.
I'm still learning what queer means.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's at this point now, it's beyond gender and it's beyond labels, I
definitely
think.
Yeah. It totally is.
I think I think queer is just really being you.
Right.
And without limitations,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's free.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why I just asked that because the name of the show is Queer FM, right? And sometimes there's a stigma attached to that name, and some people have been called names and they felt derogatory, that word, the word is derogatory too. So it's cool to hear your take on that as well.
Yeah.
So awesome. I have Delirious Love.
Delirious Love, the first song that you ever played.
Yes. Yeah. Which I was, this blew me away. I loved the cinematography, everything.
Shout out to Chris Mateo, the director.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we'll get right into it and we'll come right back and we'll say our goodbyes because it's about 9:53 and we're out of here at 10. Oh my gosh. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to keep you guys here forever.
But we'll have fun on Saturday.
Oh yeah. Please. Yeah. And follow us. Come to the Red Gate at 8:30. Doors will be opening sharp. There'll be some art to look at and awesome performers on stage. So, you know, 855 East Hastings in Vancouver. By donation and all ages too, so there's no reason why you can't make it unless you're working. That's your only excuse. All right, we're gonna get into Delirious Love. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM.
Everybody's getting serious, but I don't care, I'm oblivious. Out on the floor, so delirious, I'm rocking it with you. Everybody's looking at us, but I don't care, cause I'm having fun. Can't hold me down, I'm always on the run. Feels like delirious love. Hypnotized by the beat of the drums. Wondering where you've come from, is it? This is a serious love.
feels like delirious love. Hypnotized by the beat of the drums, wondering where you come from. Is it ever? Has it happened on high?
Your heart is hard, but you've got angel wings.
Leaving red trails of star dust. Flames off my wings like a phoenix. Look into your eyes, I get such a rush. Painted neon with lust,
with lust.
Intoxicated head to toe, out in the night feeling like gold. Just kiss me again, again. Throw my world into orbit. Serious love feels like delirious love. Hypnotized by the beat of the drums, wondering where you come from. Is it ever? Delirious love, hypnotized by the beat of the drums. Wondering where you come from, is it heaven?
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
But we can be dangerous.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. I'm hanging out with some great artists that are going to be working on the stage at Queer FM Music Art Showcase. And we would just listen to Reed's song, Delirious Love. So yes, yeah. Oh, my voices, get them right. Got them. Oh, yes. Please tell us your social media handles, both of you, Tempest and Reed, so that people can find you if they're looking online.
You can find everything of mine at reedworldmusic.com and then on Instagram at reedstar.
And mine is tempest.jade on Instagram and Tempest Sings on Twitter. And I hope to see you on Saturday.
Yeah, come.
Yes, that's going to be great fun. Oh, my gosh. All right.